Hello, this is Carly, and I am recording this in September 2021 to go on the individual sessions process page to give you a little understanding of how the individual mentoring sessions work. I know that I provide a lot of information, and for some of you that is welcomed, and for others it's a little overwhelming, and I understand. So hopefully by hearing me talk about it, it might make it a little simpler. And of course, you can ask me any questions that you want to at any time. And there is no such thing as a silly or repeat question. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the process or anything, I suggest you take one thing at a time, read it, and do your best to understand it. Don't try and take everything and try and understand everything all at once, because there is 7, 8, 9 years worth of learning that I've integrated into these member-only pages. So for this, I'm just going to go through some tips and understanding of the individual mentoring session process and point you to some other resources as well. So on this individual sessions process page, you'll find that I have also pointed you towards the recording tips page. There is, a rich amount of resources on recording, and I'll refer to that as well. Individual mentoring sessions with me can occur from any time that I give you access to the member-only pages, whether you are an individual mentoring client or working in my mentoring programs, which the majority of you are. Then as soon as you have access to these pages, you can begin your individual mentoring sessions process. You will also have an end date. Most of you will know when that end date is, and that is for the group mentoring session process. That is usually 3 months, sometimes four, depending on the time of year, for 3 to 4 months after the last group session has completed. So you may have 4, 6, 7 months or more. Some of you actually have longer, 9 months, if you've had access to these individual mentoring sessions, information, and all of this amazing resource in the member-only pages. You might have had that for a couple of months before you started your group mentoring. And there's a lot of opportunity that you have for interacting with me. When is going to be up to you. The first thing I recommend you do once you have access to these member-only pages is to review some of the recordings at the skill level that you're seeking to attain or retain. So if you're retaining your ACC or PCC, then you might want to review those. If you're studying for your MCC, review 2 to 3 recordings. And you can choose any of them. They're not in order, except mostly the newest ones are at the top and some of the older ones are down the bottom. But that doesn't mean they're any less relevant. They're all good and they're all a gift. What a gift that my clients and some of their clients have given to everyone to be able to listen to and pay it forward. This is one of the biggest opportunities you'll ever have to listen to MCC recordings, PCC and ACC that have actually passed the ICF credentialing process. So when it comes to your individual mentor coaching sessions, I also have a document you can access from this individual sessions process page called Individual Mentor Coaching Sessions Document. The last time I've updated it is August 29, 2021. So let me give you a bit of an overview. Everybody will have at least 3 sessions with me. Some of you will have 4 in my mentoring program, and with your individual sessions, you will know how many if you are working with me individually. Now, you can choose when you start, but the first thing is I recommend you listen to recordings, you review them and consider your own level of coaching right now. And then when you start recording, you want to choose between 1 and 3 clients that you have good rapport with that would also be open to you recording the coaching sessions. Choose someone who is open to their own learning process. They're somewhat self-reflective. They don't have to be fully self-reflective, but, you know, they're okay. When you ask them a question, they're okay to consider and pause. And perhaps you won't know if they are or not until you've had a few sessions. I don't recommend you ever send me a first session for any coaching Doesn't matter if you're an ACCP or MCC. It's really the first session, even if you know the client, you're often still catching up, or the client is catching you up so they can speak even more. You also want to learn the patterns of your client and how they communicate. So the first session, they may be telling you a lot. The second session, they may also still have a lot to say, but by the third session or so, you might find there's a change in the way they're communicating. This is very normal for clients. So it's not about whether the client is verbose or not. It's your capacity to increase your listening skills and how you listen. And I've given you many resources on that I'll talk about in a moment. So the first thing you want to do is agree on a certain number of sessions. I recommend three to start with. And then if you have three and you feel that this client would still be good for you to record more sessions with because they are open to exploring, they're giving you what you need to demonstrate your coaching skills. Not every client is going to be appropriate for an MCC, ACC or PCC exam process where you need to demonstrate all the competencies. That doesn't mean you're not doing your best coaching or adding value to the client, but this is a particular thing you're doing here. So you have to have the client be one that is going to be good for you, not just you good for them as the coach. Once you've had three sessions with them, you may choose to go on or you don't have to. And then you could review your three sessions and choose the second or third session if you want to send to me. Or you may go, no, okay, I'm only getting used to recording. I want to continue, which is why I recommend you may have two or three clients where you are recording three sessions each with them. These can be clients you're currently working with, but if you're going to do a recording with them, they may need to be informed by you about what may be different, about how you structure a session, about the recording process. I recommend you always have an intake questionnaire with your clients so that you understand what their objectives are, even for three sessions. I model this process with the individual, well, with the actual volunteer client intake questionnaire that I use. So if you need that, I know it's on one of these pages, but I can't think right now. And let me pause for a moment and consider what else I want to share with you. I often get asked whether you're allowed to coach another coach, and the ICF says yes, as long as it's clear that it's an ongoing coaching relationship. And assessors, I've been an assessor since 2005, we're pretty attuned to when someone is a once-off client and when it's an ongoing. The other thing is, if you're coaching another coach, remember that you are being assessed on your coaching skills, not the outcome that the client receives from your coaching. Because a client can receive a lot of things from coaching and the coach did very little. They just listened a lot and didn't demonstrate a lot of skill. Or the coach can work really hard and do a lot of great coaching, but the client does nothing with that. So we're really evaluating what is the coach doing in response to what the client is offering, verbally and non-verbally. Body language, shifts in tone, facial expressions, if you have those available on video or in person. So you want to be sure that you are choosing clients, whether they're coaches, that are going to let you demonstrate your coaching. When you're coaching another coach, I recommend that you have them be coached on something else other than coaching. And if possible, to not say, oh, I'm a coach, I have a coaching business, or I'm a trainer of coaches and all of that. It'll only add to the expectation by assessors that you have to have your coaching skills at an even higher level. So you're doing yourself a favor by coaching non-coaches to begin with. That would be my first recommendation. And if you need to coach another coach, that's fine, but please be very specific about what you're coaching on. Now, in the group mentoring program, I recommend you have an integration partner, a buddy, if you want to call it that. You can have more than one. I have many of my mentoring clients that have continued to support each other in the years. Some people, it's taken a while to get their recordings and they support each other. But in the short term, You can be recording sessions with each other and practice coaching, recording, and you can also have that coach not talk about coaching. And sometimes those are ones that are good for our mentoring, or they may be even good to submit to ICF. But if you'd use it as practice to begin with, I had one person who was in my mentoring program not that long ago who actually decided she was going to ask every one of the others in her group whether she could offer them a coaching session and record. So she did 9, and she soon got over recording and her own performance anxiety. She ended up being one of the first, actually the first in that group, to apply for her credential and receiving her credential before most had even finished the rest of their mentoring. She got really proactive. Not everyone always wants to participate in that way, but just know that you can be practicing with your fellow coaches and then also sourcing clients who you may have loved working with in the past. And they may be favorite clients and you want to offer them some sessions, either paid or unpaid. It's up to you, but the recording is important. ICF and myself, I echo the ICF process. I only require the audio, not audio visual. And also for the process of our mentoring, I require a verbatim transcript, not a voice recognition transcript. If you do send a voice recognition transcript, it must be corrected. And also your own worksheet, core competency worksheet. So you'll send me your audio recording, your CCW, and your accurate verbatim transcript. And once you send those to me, I'll check them, and then we will schedule a time, usually within a week to 10 days when we can find time in our schedule. Now, the actual recording length, ICF allows between 20 and 60 minutes, 60 minutes, not a minute more. The assessors are not required, obligated to listen to a minute longer than 60 minutes. And sometimes coaches do send 61 or 62 minutes, that's fine, but know that they're not obligated to listen to anything. I recommend that you aim for a 10-minute window. So most coaches need at least, I find, 30 minutes to demonstrate good skill. And 30 to 40 minutes is probably more likely to demonstrate all the competencies. So just think about it as if you're going to say to clients, we're going to have 30-minute sessions, you could be putting yourself in a position of when you feel pressured, it'll come through in your coaching. If you have to end within a minute, rather say to your client, we're going to do 30 to 40-minute coaching sessions, maybe up to 45 minutes. And that way, if we finish within 32 minutes or 42 minutes, we do it when it feels right rather than being pressured by time. Now, if you are used to doing closer to 60 or longer in your normal coaching outside of this process, you might want to say 45 to 55 minutes. I do recommend somewhere around 45 is a good time. It's not about whether it's good for the ICF assessors or not. It's really what's an appropriate amount of time which feels like you can get all your skills and have time for discovery, and actually the last part of the process can't be skipped, which is what is the awareness the client has and their actions and how they're taking forward the learning from this session and then closing the session. They're important skills to actually support the client to bring integration to everything that's happened in the session. So that's my recommendation. 3 clients by 3 sessions each, 20 to 60 minutes. Choose somewhere between 30 to 45 or maybe 40 to 55 or somewhere, and that's what you are aiming for. But know you have up to 60 minutes if you need it in every coaching session. Let me pause again and see what else I want to say. I'm often asked how to get a recording to me. One of the easiest ways is Google Drive or OneDrive by Microsoft, or some people use WeTransfer.com, Dropbox. You can send me a link. You can try first to send it through email to carly@thementorcoachinggroup.com, which is my client prioritized email address, if you could please use that. If you're sending anything via Google Drive, that's a Gmail. So I have a Gmail address. You'll need to actually, you can send it to my carly at thementorcoachinggroup.com email address, but just know that I will have to request access, and that's okay. And you'll get another email saying, please give access to vitality33@gmail.com, which is my Gmail address, which you'll find on this page that I'm referring to, the individual sessions process page. So you'll send me a recording. I do need to download it and have it, not just a access to it. I want to stop and start and do things to support the mentoring. So please know that I keep everything within my Dropbox files. Nothing stays on my computer. Everything is in Dropbox to support client confidentiality. And once you send me those recordings and your worksheet, which has at minimum in your core competency worksheet, you want to put in strengths and development opportunities at the bottom. That's the minimum I require. That way you've integrated and synthesized your listening to your own recording and put down the bottom. Anything else you put in is really a bonus for your learning. And I want to talk about that because one of the things that's become really clear to me is how important it is, approximately the first 10 minutes of any coaching session, how that really tells you as an assessor or me as the mentor, whether the coach is really listening or not. And the first 10 minutes can be where the client is giving you what they want from the session, how they're feeling coming to the session. They may give you some stories about the thing they want, and then they may tell you again what they want from the session. I'm going to be continuing to write articles on this, but one of the things I do in my mentoring is I use the transcript to give information back to you on what did the client say and what were the opportunities missed or what did the coach respond to. And there are all sorts of things, and I wrote an article called Jigsaw Piece Listening. If you go to my blog page, by the way, my blog article is another amazing resource. If you want to ever find anything, there's a search bar on the blog article page, and you just put in any keyword and it'll come up with all of the articles that are tagged with that, or go to the right-hand column and you'll be able to see the updated core competencies and the old core competencies and what's tagged with them. So if you're studying the coaching session agreement, you can click on the two different, the updated and the old core competencies, and you'll be able to find articles and then just decide. Each one's only a 5-10 minute read. You can decide which ones you want to read. It's up to you. So that's an extra resource that is really, really valuable as well. So the jigsaw piece listening is, I highly recommend for you, because most coaches lean out when the client speaks a lot and you need to lean into listening. You need to get really focused and go, what is this client saying? What are the unique words? What are the visual words? What are the metaphors? What's the story? When the client says, I don't know how to, or I want to be able to, they are key phrases. What you listen for is what they say after that, because that's often what the client wants. And then they'll give you a story, or they'll give you a story and then they'll say, and that's why I want to focus on this for today, or talk about whatever this is. So the really key thing is get a transcript, read through that first 10 minutes, notice what the client said, notice what you said, and notice how many things you missed or how many things you actually paid attention to. And that's what we're going to be doing as part of our individual mentoring sessions as well. The recording tips page in the member only pages, if you click on that, it's right below individual sessions process, has again so many things that are valuable for you. The number one is top 10 tips recording for ICF, MCC, PCC, or ACC credential application. I have mentioned some of the things here, but please do go and read that. Recording methods, you can use Zoom. Zoom is beautiful in that it creates an audio file just called audio-only, or an audio visual file, which is called Zoom-0. You don't want to send me Zoom-0 or playback. Delete playback. You want to send the audio-only. You can watch the audio visual, the Zoom-0, for your own learning. But at this point, because ICF don't take audio visuals, I'm not either. So the recording methods can be Zoom, it can be a conference call line, it can be in person using your mobile or cell phone. There's recording features on every phone now that are very good and easy to use. You can use a Malto call recorder. For those of you still using Skype, when Skype was sort of the big thing, I used to use a Malto call recorder. Very inexpensive. And that's also, you can find that on the recording tips page. I give you access to that. In terms of transcription services, you can use any number of voice recognition if you want to do it yourself. I've been using otter.ai, OTTER.ai for voice recognition. It's only $9.89 a month, unlimited number of minutes. And then you can clean it up. I use those when I don't have a transcript to start with, and if I want to do the work myself, which it, to be honest, is not that often anymore. But it's a good thing to go through. If you want to, you can learn a lot about your coaching by doing your own transcript cleanup. But if you don't want to do that, you can get from, there's services that ICF have, which there's a partnering with wetransfer.com. You can get a 10% discount. I think actually Transcribe Me. You can go to the member resources within your ICF account online, your global account, and you'll see you have sort of these member resources available. Or you can use there's rev.com. There's so many of them. There's Zoom does a transcript if you have that level of payment that you're paying them. But please know that they are not good enough to send to me without you doing some cleanup, because they're voice recognition. So unless it's actually a verbatim transcript, you're going to have to do some cleanup. And please do, as I say, read through it before you send to me, especially that first 10 minutes. One last thing I want to say, maybe it's not the last thing, but it is about ethics and putting on the actual recording. You can say at the beginning of any recording, thank you for allowing me to record this for my learning and credentialing purposes. The reason you can do that is because to have said that, you must have had a conversation with them to know why it's being recorded, and you don't have to say any more. It takes you 10 seconds to say that. Now you can forget about that. It's not required by ICF that you do that on the recording, because you have to attest when you submit your credential application to ICF that you have explicit permission from the client to share the recording with ICF. And if you put it on the recording, then there's no question about it. If you forget at the beginning, or you don't want to put it on at the beginning, some coaches do it at the end. They say, again, thank you for allowing me to record this for learning and credentialing purposes. I just want to check with you if it's still okay to keep this recording. If you want to do it at the end, you can do it that way. Not required, but I have to say it really supports you with ethics and lets the assessors know that you are ethically taking into account the serious stuff when you're recording people who are sharing intimate things. And by the way, it doesn't matter if clients talk about a specific company or person. As an assessor since 2005, I don't know, I've literally listened to thousands of recordings between my mentoring and ICF, and I've heard a lot of very specific names of companies and people and things. We are bound by confidentiality as assessors, and certainly me as a mentor coach. So you don't have to be concerned. But let your client know that if they are concerned about sharing anybody's name or the company of any kind, then they take responsibility for that. But that it isn't a question of confidentiality for the ICF or assessors. We are bound by confidentiality. Let me pause again and see if there's anything else I want to share with you. I have many mentoring clients where English isn't their first, maybe even second language. And I love working with you all, whoever you are. Thank you. It's an honor to work with you. I actually have mentored for many years coaches who only send me Russian with an English and Russian transcripts. And I, in fact, have supported coaches in Russian to get their MCC. And there are many other languages that I've worked with as well. And so you can send me if you don't feel comfortable recording or you feel your best presence and coaching is in your native language, then you are welcome to send me a recording of your native language, you coaching, but you must also send me your native language transcript and the English translation, not just the English. The reason being, it's easier then to see whether it feels like there's something wrong with the English. Go back to the actual native language transcript, and I can either ask you or, it's easier. And I don't just take an English. I need a both. You can do them on one page, you know, left-hand side, your native language, and the right-hand side, the English translation, or you can do them in two separate documents, but they must have the time and whether it's coach speaking or client speaking, and then what they say. So it's time, client says, time, coach speaks, time, client speaks. Every line, when there's each person speaking, needs to be a separate line. That's a requirement the ICF has as well. The ICF calls coaching recordings performance evaluations. So if you see me using that term, it's because the ICF uses that term for an audio recording. All right, I think that's it. This is a lot. I hope this is helpful. I hope it hasn't created even more confusion, but maybe by hearing me speak about these things, it's easier than reading the documentation. Bye for now.